Thank you very much for the opportunity to be talking to you. I'm the first author. The other two are my students from University of Rio de Janeiro. We are going to talk about an extension of Gardner model for the hydraulic conductivity curve. Sorry with my not good English, but okay. The objectives of our work are to develop and evaluate a new model for the hydraulic conductivity curve written in terms of the relative conductivity as a function of soil water suction. So we have these two goals here. Typically, the hydraulic conductivity function, the relative hydraulic conductivity function, in the log scale for suction and log scale for the relative conductivity function is an S-shaped curve asymptotic to the origin because, of course, R of 1 or 0 is 1. So it's a typical general form of the hydraulic conductivity curve. Okay, that's for sure. The data I tested were from not the very dry range, just use it suction up to the PF4, so we didn't go to a very, very dry portion. Okay. Gardner's model has this expression that everybody knows, it's a kind of used expression, and it's very, very simple. An inverse exponential in the decimal scale of RR, the hydraulic conductivity and suction. Extremely simple and very used. Where the parameter is called the microscopic or the Gardner microscopic capillary length. Okay, it's an already established parameter. So, for sure, Gardner model plots as this convex shape on these scales for X and conductivity curve. So for sure is not a good equation for suction beyond a given moisture range. For sure it's not because of the shape. It's a question of mathematics and physics, because the physics says that hydraulic conductivity is a S-shaped curve in general. So that's the point. So let's start the development of this model that we are proposing by the first time here. The first thing is to define the inflection point. In other words, the suction where the Gardner model is not going to be good anymore. So that's something that we have to specify this. And we call the transition suction S0. The second thing in the model development is to define what we call the SK index, which is the derivative of this hydraulic conductivity function at inflection point, in a form analogous of the S index of the water retention function. Okay, this is linear for sure, this tangent, because it is derivative. If you extend one unit in the scale of S, we can see graphically the SK immediately. And if you derive, because this is derivative with the Gardner equation, it's easy to derive. And the SK index is exactly this rate of X0, the transition center, and the macroscopic capillary length. So we can easily determine the macroscopic capillary length on this graph by just doing this drawing over here and seeing where the inflection point appears. It's a rough way of doing, but you can do it really reasonably well to define graphically, even graphically, the macroscopic capillary length. The next step is to define the expression that defines the model beyond X0. So if x zero is the log of s and y zero is log of the hydraulic conductive function. So this is x minus x zero in general, and the corresponding unit in the abscissa is this y minus y zero, and this is the expression we are proposing, which I'm going to explain better in the next slide. This is the expression, the defined hydraulic conductivity curve beyond x zero, and that is the interesting result. We are defining an expression exactly as Gardner model. We just shifted the scale. It's exactly the same expression, but now the scale is not the decimal scale anymore in the hydraulic conductivity, and the scale is also the logarithm scale on S. But essentially, it's the same expression. We just shifted the scale. And we have to set the parameters in order to this function be continuous and smooth with the derivative continuous at x0. And the beta is a similar parameter as the microscopic capillary length, which we are calling the conductivity depletion coefficient, which is a dimensionless positive parameter. So we can draw, if you say the one unit extension of on the axis of x, we can measure the depletion, the corresponding depletion to one unit extension. And this depletion obviously is a fraction of Sk, because we are assuming that Sk was a depletion on the tangent, which is linear. And now, after the deflection, this is not a convex curve anymore. It's not a concave curve. So this interval here, which can be drawn easily, just setting one here, is a fraction, a proper fraction of Sk. And you can measure this fraction F beta. It's smaller than one. You can easily measure by drawing. So we can determine graphically F beta. Always you can determine graphically. And it's easy to say, to demonstrate that F beta has this expression. That this expression derived by our expression for this extrapolation of Gardner's equation. So F beta can be determined graphically. And F beta, if you draw the F beta function, which I'm calling the inflection function, we can determine beta. If beta is 10, F beta is almost 1. I go back. Oh, sorry, I'm in the wrong way. If F beta is 1, the hydraulic conductive field is linear. If it's smaller than 1, the greater the inflection, the smaller beta F beta is B. So you bring closing to 0. If there is a big inflection at the transition center. I'm really bad on that. Okay. Remember, if beta is 10, F beta is almost 1. If beta is 100, it's 1. It's 9.995. 1 minute, so I have to be very in a hurry. More evaluation. We evaluated 152 data from ANSOTA plus 14 data sets, experimental data sets from the molecular catalog. So we tested with 167 experimental data sets. And we compared this with the traditional Monivan Gerlach equation, where X is the effective saturation as a function of suction, given by the Van Gennep parametrization. So theta set M and theta R are typical known parameters. Cassatt is the saturated electric conductivity. And this function has only two parameters to be optimized based on the data set of N experimental pairs. So that's our reference, which is a pretty known used equation, okay? And we used a numerical algorithm to optimize our three parameters, zero, lambda, and beta. We have three parameters, and this is the typical statistic, the RMSE, to evaluate errors. So we use this statistic to see how good our model was. Okay, the results for this almost 107 experimental data sets, X0 was in this side, in this range, meaning that Gardner's equation is valid, the classical one, only in this range. This is the transition chance. Alpha is as traditional set by the literature, between 1 and 10 centimeters, and beta is 1, 0, and 130. Our comparison with the model in Van Gennepen. Our model was, in general, better than the Van Gennepen model, C, 38, and 4, and ever. And as always, it's better among clay soils, loamy soils, it's better for all ranges of soils. So it's a very, very strong result. In general, it's better than Van Gennepen. Examples, this is a good example. You see, only 5% soils was better than this, so this is a good fitting, very good. You see, beta here is almost 10, so the curve is always linear. It's not linear, see? There's a small curve because beta is almost equal to 10. S0 is 70, almost 10. You see, this is inflation. You can determine easily, roughly, by drawing. And F beta is almost 1, so it's almost linear. This was not linear. You see, F beta is 0.5, far from linear. Beta is close to 0. Beta is a kind of a sign of the inflation of the curve around the transition shunt. S0 is 110, so Gardner goes well up to here. You see, PF2, here starts the inflection. And this is a very bad result, and I'm ending. But it's bad result, for my opinion. There's two reasons for that. You see, this is experimental plot, not goes to the origin. Most of the times, our results were bad was because of this fact. The experimental result was not going to one. I think that probably there are some problems with experimental problems with the saturated adult conductivity. This is a typical situation where our model was not going well. I believe that it's not because Gardner's model was not good. There is a chance that we can have very many, many points, very, 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 very close to the saturation. But probably there is a not accordance of the hydraulic saturated hydraulic conductivity with the unsaturated hydraulic conductivity. And of course, our model couldn't do well because our model has to go to pass to the origin. So beta is an artificial beta. It's too big inflation just to go to the points. Okay, in general, the conclusion, our model worked better than Moelle Van Gennepen. It's extremely simple, the analysis goes very well with the X curve, linear or non-linear beyond S0, and its three parameters can be roughly estimated by graphical procedures. We appreciate the help of the Van Gennepen shop for giving us the data, and thank you very much.